Reverend Arthur Barrett and Father Brian D'Arcy, joint chaplains of our rally this weekend. You're actually getting to see the whole thing at first hand, the two of you.
Well, seeing not all of it, but most of it. What we try to do is to be at places not where the racing is, but where the teams are. So, and where the officials are, and to try and do your best to help them when the teams come in for their service, you're able to help them if they need help. They don't need help, but you're just associating yourself with them and being friendly to them, being the friendly voice and the friendly face to them.
John Naylor, our event director, said that the two of you, he asked the two of you for good weather, and he said that you could give weather. That was it. Reverend Barrett, you're not able to do anything for him at this.
Well, a former bishop of mine who, when he was approached about weather at things like weddings and so on, he always used to say, well, I'm only in sales, I'm not in management. And so we, again, are only in sales, we're not in management, unfortunately, over the weather. But he did ask us for weather, he did ask us to pray for weather, and we have plenty of weather.
You've given him Irish weather. Some people may say that, well, the two of you work for the one boss but different companies. that you weren't able to go to both through both companies to use two channels to do it.
Well, you see, the way you have to look at it is this. For whom are you getting the weather? For ralliers, the weather is perfect. It's the challenge is there. They love it. And they want it to be like that. So spectators, so they don't matter really, do they? You get the weather for the men that's thriving.
Well, I think spectators, if I haven't seen them, they will complain. If it's too hot, it's too hot. If it's wet, they get cold. But on a more lighter note, did the two of you ever think of doing this together between you? Or would there be an argument as to who's going to drive?
It's a lovely idea if somebody's offering. But no, we haven't actually had that conversation as yet. But if somebody was to offer, we would certainly have that conversation.
And I noticed there when you were dining earlier on with Alan Tindall. And of course, Alan wouldn't be without his little bit of religious background as well. His father was Bishop of Derry.
That's right. And prior to that, his father was Rector of Corrie Parish here in Sligo, which is what, half a mile from where we're standing here in the service park. We're in the parish of Corrie here in Sligo, and is where his father was rector.
And the two of you presumably are enjoying the whole excitement of the buzz here with people floating around and the general hype and the good feeling that it brings to the area.
Well, first of all, anyone interested in sport is a healthy person, no matter what sport that is. And particularly when you have a world event coming to Ireland in these times, you make the best of it. It's cross-community, it's cross-border, it's cross-cultures, it's cross-economic barriers. And it's the very thing that everyone wants to promote. A healthy attitude for Ireland, a peaceful attitude for Ireland. And don't forget that the last time we had a stage here of the World Rally Championship in Ireland, it was actually awarded, a peace award, as being the most helpful event in sport to bring religions and political parties together. World event. And they got a big award for it the last time. So isn't that a great image of Ireland to be promoting? That's what it's all about. Promoting Ireland, promoting people, giving them a chance and allowing us to show off our best side.
And also it's on your home back doorstep, a couple of counties away from here.
Yeah, well, both of us. It's Fermanagh, Sligo, Donegal, Tyrone. The one area, and it's nice, and I was obviously very happy with Fermanagh, but I'm equally happy that Sligo and all the others are involved in it, because what's the point? We're all trying to do the same. We're all trying to build our country and build our image and build our confidence.
And you haven't managed to get any of these helicopter pilots outside to bring you for a closer inspection of it yet?
No, we haven't. No, it's been a great privilege for both Father Brian and myself to have been able to be around the service area and meet the crews and meet the teams and so on, and to offer them, as Brian has said, to offer them our support and let them know that we're here for them. No, we haven't got to see them from the air there yet. No.
And it's giving you official excuse to meet the big names like Sebastian Loeb and Mick O'Harvin and everybody?
It has, indeed. It's often difficult to get close to them. They're busy people, but at least hopefully they know through their teams that we are here for them as well.
Cheers, gentlemen, and thank you very much for your time.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.